do that. You ready, Carla?
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the May 4th meeting of the Portland City Council. Would you please call the roll?
Fish, Saltzman.
Here.
Novick.
Here.
Fritz.
Here.
Hales.
Thank you for that dramatic entrance. Here.
Not really.
good morning, everyone. Welcome. We have some pre-gavel business to do, and then communications items and regular business after that. First, we have a proclamation, and I know Commissioner Fish would have loved to have been here today for this because it's an issue he cares a lot about. He works a lot with Elders in Action. So let me ask if I don't think Barbara Bernstein made it, but Elders in Action is represented here today. Banduna Shristina from AARP is here. Lieutenant Colonel Linda Campbell's here. Come on up, please. And I'll read the proclamation, and we'll hear from these leaders. It says, whereas the Portland City Council and our community partners at Multnomah County, Age Friendly Portland, Elders in Action, Portland State University, and AARP are committed to a shared vision of Portland that is welcoming and inclusive to people of all ages and abilities, and whereas nationwide, more older adults are choosing to stay in their homes and age in place, and whereas among Portland's growing population is an increasingly diverse influx of older adults, and whereas the average cost of rent in Portland exceeds the Social Security retirement check, making it harder for many older adults to live independently and remain in their homes, and forcing many to work long past retirement age, and whereas the City of Portland supports livable communities for people of all ages through such actions as funding age-friendly Portland's work on housing and implementing policies in the comprehensive plan to keep Portland's neighborhoods welcoming and accessible, and whereas older adults benefit from a wide range of city and county services designed to prevent fraud, abuse, hunger, illness, and financial insecurity, and whereas communities flourish when people of all ages contribute their experiences, their time, their respect, and their service, and whereas we acknowledge the many contributions of older adults in our community who deserve our respect and appreciation, now, therefore, I, Charlie Hales, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, City of Roses, do hereby proclaim the month of May to be Older Americans Month in Portland and encourage all residents to observe this month. So let's hear it for Older Americans. Welcome a couple of leaders in this cause. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Linda Campbell. I'm not an older Oregonian, but I am turning 70 on Friday. 3 years ago, I moved into what I like to refer to as a lovely lead platinum old folks home. I'd been so busy moving in and settling in that I really hadn't had time to look up and see who my neighbors were. My first evening in the dining room, I looked around, and to my shock, I said, "These people are old." But then I started to get to know them. The first woman I met was 92. She and her husband in earlier years had decided to buy a ranch. And as she tells it, he was in charge of the crops, and she was in charge of the cattle. She confided that men just aren't good with cattle. You really have to be a mother to understand them. She said she'd still be out there riding the range today if she could. We have social workers and psychologists in our building. We have a nun and a priest who fell in love and got married. We have teachers and librarians and professors and nurses and doctors and dentists and lawyers and judges. We have politicians. We have bankers and accountants and dancers and musicians and singers. We have one woman who sang on Broadway. We have one woman who did her own radio program in New York City. We have painters and sculptors, some of great renown. We have writers and editors and authors. We have police officers and CIA agents. We have soldiers and even one general. We have entrepreneurs, some of whom have built impressive businesses. You would be amazed to glimpse their wisdom. They've learned so many lessons that are far beyond my reach. One man became aware that there were 200 people in danger of their despotic government halfway around the globe. Their government had wanted to do them harm, and this man somehow managed to get a 727, and he managed to get it sent to that country, and he rescued 200 people, had them brought to the U.S., he found housing for them, and he helped them find work. It seems that every one of my neighbors is amazing. You may see my neighbors and just not know. You may see one man wandering around without direction because Alzheimer's is encroaching on his brain. What you don't know is that he spent his life as a talented research scientist. You may see my neighbor who's a talented violinist. What you don't know is that he was an early pioneer in DNA research. He's a microbiologist with a PhD, as is his wife. You may see a woman, shrunken with age, stooped over pushing a walker. She may be a pilot or an opera singer. If you ask these people what they're doing now, they may say they are walking for a charity or starting up a scholarship foundation. They volunteer as mentors for children, give generously to hospice or to Compassion and Choices or to our house or to their church. They work on neighborhood organizations and they continue to make a difference. Some of us are LGBT. Many have LGBT kids or grandkids. For this and other equality issues, my neighbors are vocal and committed. They believe in good government, strong schools, and social justice. When I first moved into the old folks' home, I just saw old people. Now I know better. Now I see amazing people all around me. They've made a difference in my life and in the community and in the world. And I'm in awe of them. And I'm working hard to follow in their footsteps. For what they have witnessed and suffered and fought for and accomplished, they absolutely deserve this recognition today. And I thank you all.
Thank you. Well said. Wonderful. Thank you. Yes, let's hear it. Good morning, Bendina. Would you like to add to that story? Thank you.
I think I would not be as eloquent or moving. I'm very moved by what you had to say, and I thank you for this opportunity, Mayor Hales, Commissioners Saltzman, Fritz, and Novick. It's great to be here, and as I said, it would be hard to say anything more than what Lieutenant Colonel Campbell has said, and I want to say that because I'm so honored to be here. You were we didn't know you were going to be here. I didn't know, but now to sit next to you, because you yourself have been such a trailblazer. Older Americans Month is a time when we recognize older adults in our communities, and this year's theme is Blaze a Trail, and I think it's very appropriate to have that theme because, like Linda said, older adults are not old just today, but they've been contributing individuals throughout their lifetimes, have done amazing things, and as we get older, we continue to contribute. Older adults volunteer at amazing rates, much higher than most other age cohorts. They vote, they run for office, they serve in committees. At AARP, we see the work that older adults do every day. You know, without our volunteers, we wouldn't be able to do what we do in terms of social change. Our volunteers are leading walks in the city. They are serving as tax aid volunteers. They bring back thousands and millions of dollars for families, lower-income and middle-income families. They are teaching driver safety courses. They're going out and teaching people. They're doing amazing things. And that's, we want to recognize that. They deserve this honor. We thank you for making this, adopting this proclamation. But in addition, I just want to say, this is also a time maybe to stay the course in terms of the trail we have blazed here in this city as becoming a age-friendly community, committing to age-friendliness and to policies and plans that really make the city an age-friendly place. Unlike many of the people that Linda mentioned, there are others still who may not have been able to contribute similarly or might not have had certain advantages. Old age can be a great time to contribute and volunteer, but it can also be a time of limitations. And I think as much as recognition, we also ask for your continued commitment to older adults and in your planning and your decision making. And I just want to say thank you again, and it's an honor to sit next to you today. Thank you.
Thank you both. Thanks so much for being here. We'd love to take a photo with you if we could.
That's great.
Whoa. Oh, I do have a request. The AOA is asking for selfies. I know it's a terrible thing, but I'm gonna bring that over.
Could you just put your name into the record, please?
Didn't say it. It's Bandana Shrestha. I'm with AARP. Thank you.
Please. Thank you very much. Okay, we're going to move on to...